In many ways, you've already experienced a sort of death. When you became a parent, so much of the life you knew passed away. Think about it. It has to be a fact that every parent has uttered this exact question. What did I do with all my free time before I had this child? Your free time, your sleep patterns, your spending habits, your travel plans, your friendships, your marriage, everything changed forevermore once you became a parent. No matter what happens from now on, you will never not be a parent. You will never be the same as you were before kids, and sometimes that can feel like a death. And it can also feel like a rebirth. Just as a baby is born and delivered into our care, so we begin a new, radical growth process of our own. Both child and parent are in this growth process together. Both are facing new challenges as they relate to one another. For parents, the difference is that we are responsible for setting the parameters of the relationship. In other words, it's up to us to shape the rules of how to handle the inherent anxiety involved in such a close relationship. How we handle our growing pains will directly influence how the rest of the family handles their own growing pains. In his remarkable books, Dr. David Schnarch urges us to think of all relationships as people-growing machines. Relationships are supposed to be difficult because they are designed to challenge us toward personal growth. I believe this is especially true when it comes to parenting. Nothing else demands that we grow in patience and support skills as much as being a parent. No other situation requires as much consistency and integrity. Nowhere else do we feel quite as vulnerable and unqualified as when we are faced with the task of helping a needy and dependent child become a self-directed adult. Part of being a grown-up, though, is the willingness to endure discomfort now for the sake of a payoff later. What's the payoff? Maturity, both for our children and for ourselves. And, as you'll hear throughout this audio, seeking our own maturity makes for a vibrant, stimulating, and mutually loving relationship with each of our children. But such a relationship depends on whether we choose to accept the difficulty of parenting as a challenge, an opportunity for our own growth. When we choose to grow, we can actually appreciate the fact that pain and anxiety can assist us to grow further. This attitude increases the chances that we will approach parenting with a renewed focus on ourselves, not our children, as the number one agents for our own peace and contentment. The difficult times with our kids become necessary for our continued development. Now those difficult times have meaning. Viewed in this light, our struggles are infused with purpose. And as our perspective changes, we won't be nearly as tempted to resent these children when they just won't cooperate.